Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey yo yo yo, pop pop, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Network. I am in the house with the homie Jay Trill. What's up, Jay Treasy?
You the man. I see you out here winning with your predictions.
Pop 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 pop. You know what I do, man.
All things sports.
If people would just listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even gamble, but if they would listen to our show and find odds on the things that we talk about, you know what I mean? They would be so rich at this point. Cause we always right.
Man, you need to double down on the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Double dildo lock of the week, dog.
Yup.
But yeah, it's been a pretty, in my opinion, pretty slow sports week, but, still plenty of stuff to talk about.
And NBA back.
NBA is back. Speaking of NBA being back and balls all on the court, can't forget the theme song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dave. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep
in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about
dry hump from the plates.
Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the chippin'. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
You know, that's really Scotty voice.
Yeah, that's really Scottie Pippen it sound like to me.
He really salty, man. Like, he agreed to be salty with his own voice instead of being like, nah.
Yeah, he was on the Cleveland show like, I hope David Stern hear this. See the plight of the people.
He could have been like, yo, can we edit this out just a little?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, nope, just salty. Just makes me not like him even more.
Well, you know how we start every week, man, by recapping the NFL. That's right. At least the games that we feel like talking about. We can't start without discussing Thursday night football, though. Since we do this show on Friday, we like to give you that hot, fresh, off the presses Thursday night football review. The only thing I have to say about this is, I thought when we came on the show, I said, man, I'm gonna have to eat some crow. Cause Andy Dalton went off last week. Threw a whole bunch of touchdowns and shit. Threw like 4 touchdowns.
Yep, Sunday.
To some nigga that I never heard of in my life. And I was like, man, shit. I know people are going to be like, Rod, just say Andy Dalton is terrible. But how can he be terrible and throw 75 touchdowns in the game? Put up 49 points on the Jets. And I was like, shit, I guess, you know, I don't want to be that asshole person that says I got to stick with what I said no matter what. Wow, you know, when really I should be letting it go. But then they played Thursday. And Andy Dalton did me the small favor of being Andy Dalton. And he was right back to normal, man. Yeah, he had 325 yards, 5 touchdowns against the Jets last week, man. Like 19 for 30, you know, he threw one int, but, you know, I'm not petty. I wouldn't have been like, he threw an int, y'all. I'm right. So, I was like, yeah, let me get ready to eat crow. And, last night they lost to the Dolphins of all teams.
Miami
Dolphins of all teams. He put up a hot 338 yards with 53 pass attempts.
He lost to Tannehill.
Yeah.
A man named Tannehill. Who loses to a man named Tannehill?
A man that doesn't even know what division his team is in because he don't know NFL divisions. Like, that is who you lost to last night. And that was with Giovanni Bernard, like, having a great game.
Right. Excellent game.
AJ Green being a baller.
Man, Bernard had 9 carries.
Mm-hmm.
Nine
carries, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Almost 10 yards a carry, y'all.
Yep. And then AJ Green was dope. 11 catches for 128.
Man, come on.
Like, and you blew it. You wasted all of that hard work because you're Andy Dalton. You're Jake DeLone with orange hair, dog. That's all you are.
Cousins. They might be related.
Yeah, Andy DeLone, dog. I think his real name is Andy DeLone, and then he changed it when he got to the NFL because everybody realized that his brother was sorry. So he was like, oh, no. It's Andy Dalton. 3 picks against the Dolphins. The Dolphins. Dog.
I bet you AJ Green was in the locker room like, man, he got 1 more week. I'm gonna bust him in his mouth.
Right. Don't talk to me.
He gonna put them big ass Dez Bryant hands on him.
Dog. So, yeah, man, I'm glad that they played last night. I didn't have much else to take away from the game. I mean, the Dolphins still sorry as all the fucks and excruciating to watch. Like, is there anything less prone to work than a Dolphins running play? Good grief.
Hey, how many leagues you think AJ Green got his cell phone?
Oh, he got him in all the leagues.
Right. He fucking up his numbers.
Yeah. He like, you know how unconfident he is at Andy Dalton? He would never talk shit about Calvin Johnson. Like, Dez Bryant at least got enough faith in Romo to feel like, I can talk shit to Calvin Johnson because I'm going to have a big day. Like, AJ Green would never talk shit about no wide receiver because he like, what the fuck Andy going to do? Throw 7 picks? Like, nah, I don't know how many yards I'm going to get from game to game. See, it took me 11 catches to get to 120. Shit, that's like 2 catches for some dudes, man. Oh, but yeah, man.
He won't be in Cincinnati long, y'all.
He
won't be that long.
Damn, dog. The Bengals are just, when people have been bringing up, like, who are the front runners and which teams are the ones that's up and coming and slept on and all this stuff. The Bengals don't come up enough, but the Bengals are my number one, like, fool's gold team. Like, I don't believe in anything they're doing, and I don't think they'll win a playoff game. They're 6-2.
They're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, they're 6-2, and the only reason I'm saying they might make the playoffs is because I can't think of who's strong in the AFC other than Denver and the Colts.
Chiefs.
Yeah, oh, and I think the Chiefs. Oh, that's the other thing. I think the Chiefs are bullshit, too. So, That might, you know, although their defense is real.
And their record is good enough just to be like,
mm-hmm,
we better than Cincinnati.
I do like that the Chiefs keep winning because I got Peyton Manning on 2 fantasy teams. And I don't need this nigga sitting at the end of the year. I want him to be like, I need to get these W's.
Yep.
For Rod. All right. Last week's Thursday game was, we already covered it, but it's Panthers Bucks. So, 49ers. Smash the Jaguars. I don't know. Anything you want to take away from this one, Justin? I just thought this is what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
The one team's 0-8 and the other team is the 49ers, so.
Yeah, it's nothing to see there.
Feel bad for MJD. That dude continues to play fantasy football. Like, I noticed when he was good, he used to talk about it in all these interviews every year. LJD be bringing up that fantasy football, like, yeah, you know, I play fantasy football, so I understand what the fans going through. Now that he's on a sorry ass team and he ain't putting up them numbers no more, he'll never talk about it.
He's not even doing interviews right now.
Right. He's like, don't talk to me. The Chiefs beat the Browns. I can't wait. I wish we could fast forward life to like January so we could already have the Chiefs shit to bed. They were playing against sorry teams and Andy Reid was making all kinds of coaching mistakes once they got to the playoffs type things. I can't wait for this to happen because I'm tired of people asking me, well, do you want Andy Reid back? Like, Andy Reid wasn't coaching the team for the Eagles last year that had the same roster but was sorry.
Yeah, it should have been a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that wasn't.
They beat the Browns by 6 with Jason Campbell starting.
Right.
But we sitting up here supposed to be talking about some how good they are.
Yeah, I was like, a touchdown?
Right.
Like, all the Browns needed was one more touchdown.
And they almost lost this shit. Like, in the fourth, this was a game. Like, they was only up three in the fourth for a long time. And then they hit a field goal with, like, a little bit of time left. And Jason Campbell still came out there and was driving. Like, it just happened that it was Jason Campbell.
Yeah, if the Browns could have gotten one touchdown in the fourth,
mm-hmm.
it's game over. But, you know, they keep winning. That's all we can say.
That's they keep winning.
You know, week 15, we won't be looking at the scores. We'll just be looking at the record.
Right. I just can't wait to the playoffs. Like, at this point, I hope they go 16-0. Like, I want them to be, because I can't wait to be like, I told y'all niggas, they are some trash. Wait till Alex Smith is down and he got to get them down that field. Like, what's that 2-minute drill going to look like? You can't throw the ball more than 5 yards and shit. Man, yeah. I can't wait.
The receiver's going to make him look good.
Basically. I mean, it's the only choice they got.
They're going to make him look good. Cause like, they got money on the game too.
What the fuck is, let me look at their schedule, man. Cause like, their schedule is such bullshit for people to be like, they undefeated. I'm like, who they beating though, man? Beating some sorry ass teams, dog. I don't want to hear how great they are when it's like, yeah, we beat, the Sisters of the Blind.
Well, yeah, you beating Cleveland twice.
Yeah.
You beating Cincinnati twice.
Right. You know? According to this regular season, they have beaten Jacksonville, who's 0-8, Dallas by 1 point at home, and Dallas suspect is shit.
Yep.
Philly, we suspect is shit. Right. They beat us by 10. The Giants, suspect.
Terrible, not suspect. Yeah,
a team that put up 15 points against the Eagles.
And this week four, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like Giants, Eli was still throwing 3 interceptions a game.
Yep. Tennessee.
Terrible.
Why? Oakland. This is nothing to be proud of.
Did Terrell Pryde, and then when he came out, he just learned how to pass.
Yeah. Houston and Jason Campbell in Cleveland. By the way, listen to this list of quarterbacks, that were the top passers in the game. Alex Smith, top passer in game one with 173 yards. Game two, Tony Romo. Cause he's better than Alex Smith. Game three, Alex Smith, 273 yards. Not bad, not bad. Alex Smith, 288 against New York. That was against Philly. The other was against Philly. Ryan Fitzpatrick. More yards than Alex Smith.
Who is Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Terrell Pryor. More yards than Alex Smith. Passing? 216.
Passing. Not on his feet, but passing.
Case Keenum.
Who? The DJ?
Right. Casey Kasem, 271 yards. And Jason Campbell, man, like, get the fuck out of here. The niggas are trash,
yeah,
man.
He got Denver coming up.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Stop trolling me by bringing this shit up to me. And well, you know, Colts. Andy Reid, he coaching them up. He just need a team that'll listen. All right, then.
Yeah, they play Buffalo. They'll be 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
After that, though, it looked downhill from there.
What I see is an obvious waste of my man, Dwayne Bowe's talent. And nobody's talking about it.
Right.
How about that? That's a telltale sign right there. Dwayne Bowe, one of the best receivers in the NFL, ain't had a game with like more than 5 catches this year. Come on, man.
Cause he ain't running across the middle to get them 5-yard passes.
Dog, he will, but he's like, oh, we already got 2 sorry motherfuckers that can do that. Throw me the ball 30 yards down the field like any other quarterback would.
Yeah, like that's the reason they open down there.
Yeah.
It's because
they open because of me. Because right. I'm good. And throw me the ball.
And in the fourth, they not checking him because they finally realize, wait, he's not going to throw it down though.
I can't wait for Dwayne Bowe to have his Dez Bryant flip out. He going to choke the shit out of Alex Smith, dog.
You know what I realized, man? A lot of these cats in the NFL is, it's only a few that really just had those blow-ups, and it's like, you know, I hate it here.
Yeah.
The rest of them just quietly leave, and you'd be like, so why did Fitzgerald leave?
Right.
Yeah. Why did Anquan Boldin leave? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why didn't they stay? They just kind of leave quietly. They don't blow up.
I just feel like a dude like Dwayne Bowe probably doesn't talk to Alex Smith in the locker room. You know what I mean? Like, he don't, you know, it's like me and KT, like, he not gonna go out of his way to like, I'm gonna kill you, nigga, you the worst. But he be thinking to himself, like, man, don't come talk to me.
Right.
Like, don't act like we cool. You don't even throw me the fucking ball, dude.
He got, you know, he got a cubicle. He got the little thing set up in his locker so that it is only on that one side where Alex Smith sits on.
Right.
Everything else open, but that one side where Alex Smith, it's a shade, though. It's something to keep them separate.
Dude, Dwayne Bowe, one catch for 7 yards.
Be like, this was here when I got here. I didn't request this, but
like, sorry, niggas be killing his stat line. McCluster had 7 catches in this game for 67 yards, and you know they was all like checkdowns. You know they was, man. Like, this nigga got to be, man. I bet he played with himself on Madden and be throwing this shit to himself every time.
He put in the bench quarterback.
Yeah.
When he played.
Oh, here's man, and just though. Throw to himself.
Does Andy Reid address this, or does he just keep things status quo because they winning?
He think they winning, so it's good, man. Look at this. 4 receptions for 30 yards. 4 receptions for 56 yards. 1 for 4. 4 for 58. 4 for 35. 3 for 46. 5 for 66. And 1 for 77. 1 for 7. 1 for 7. This dude's biggest yardage total this season has been 6. His most catches has been 5, and he only did that once. This is Dwayne Bowe, y'all. Like, this is not a sorry ass nigga that I'm bringing up. This dude is he was one of the top 10 to 15 receivers in the NFL just a year ago.
I was going to say, here's the other thing, though. When they play against Denver, he going to get 1 million catches, but their team going to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's going to be a blowout by Denver, but he'll have 1 million catches, no touchdowns.
It probably still has 70 yards. Like,
now, I see him with 112, and that's when you'll want to start him on your fantasy team, but right. He won't have any touchdowns.
You might be right. I'm not debating it really. I'm just saying, like, I also wouldn't be surprised if Alex Smith kept throwing them checkdowns. Like, oh, we down 30, Alex. We got to start putting some points up. I'm just going to throw a couple more checkdowns first, see if we can break something big. Like, no, man, we really need to score, like, right now, Alex. Yeah, I mean, but McCluster was open. Like, dog, we need to get, like, down the field touchdowns. I know, man, but, you know, we handed off to Jamal Charles, like, 5 more times. You never know. This is Dwayne Bowe's yardage totals in his career. Basically, he's had 1,000 yards except for the year he played 11 games, got hurt, and he played 13 games last year. Other than that, he's had 1,000 yards plus every season. This year is halfway through the season. He has 302 yards. Dude, he's going to have 600 yards for the season. Fucking disgust me, Alex Smith. The Patriots, beat the Dolphins, like good teams are supposed to, Bengals. But, the big news in this was just that, my man, Tom Brady, is still frustrated.
He's still playing like trash.
Yeah, it's not easy. Like, they getting these W's, but none of it is easy, dog. Tom Brady be looking straight struggle face.
Right, here's the thing. He only had 1 touchdown out of the 27 points.
At 116 yards. Thomas Brady.
So who doing all the scoring?
Thomas.
Not the offense.
Thomas Lamont Brady. 116 yards. Stop telling me this man is infallible, man. He bleeds just like me and you. He's just a human being. And when he don't have good receivers, he's suspect as everybody else.
Man, the first half, they had 3 points.
Dude. Like, if they had been playing anybody but the Dolphins, this is one of the reasons I don't really respect the Patriots, man. Cause in addition to cheating to get their Super Bowls, all by 3 points. in addition to that shit, they get to play these sorry teams two times a year, and everybody gets on their dick. Well, you know, they always go to the playoffs. Shouldn't you?
What would Belichick do in a whole different division if it wasn't the Jets
right.
in Miami every other week?
Dude, what would happen if y'all played people? The fuck, man? I cannot respect. What a front-running ass team.
Yeah, and he couldn't cheat. you know what I mean?
What if you didn't know to play every play of the team you played against in the Super Bowl? Motherfuckers won't even let you look in their hand when you playing Madden, and people be trying to kill and be that this nigga was looking at knowing people played. Well, you know, you still got to execute. You know the play is different.
Yo, that would cause a fight.
Dude.
Trying to see what play somebody pick in Madden.
Yes, you can get your.
Trying to speed through picking their play. They'll find their play, flip around, and then magically go back to that original play you saw them study at.
Yes, they will fuck you up if they find out you look in their hand for some Madden. But somehow, in the Super Bowl, it don't matter because they won. Man, fuck y'all. I still don't respect their championships, and they ain't won one since they had to stop cheating.
Filming practices don't help.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
I guarantee, even that year they went 16-0, I guarantee the other team in the Super Bowl was just like, let's just change our play calls. And they was like, oh, I don't know what we doing. I don't know. We got to, I mean, maybe we should, is it a sweep? I don't know. These niggas was, man, listen.
Yeah,
when I watched that Eagles Super Bowl. Oh, say that again. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Teddy Bruschi need to shut the fuck up about how great the defense was.
Right. Yeah.
When he was there.
Y'all was great because y'all knew the plays. Dude, when I watched the Eagles Super Bowl, I remember being like, how did they know we was running a fucking sweep? Like, it's not even like third and long. Like, we just running a regular sweep on like second and like two when it's not even expected. And these niggas is already in the backfield tackling people. I'm like, what? Nobody else see this? Fuck them. But yeah, so the Buffalo Bills played the Saints, and the Saints whooped their ass. Jimmy Graham played with like that shit with like his foot was fucked up, yeah, plantar fasciitis. Yeah, plantar fasciitis. He only played on like goal line situations, 2 touchdowns.
But he big as hell. That's all you need him for anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's the thing that if Belichick had,
Aaron.
If they did it the Patriot way, mm-hmm. Gronk would come back sooner. Gronk would be like, look, if you only going to use me on goal line, I'll come out there.
Yeah.
I'll play. I would have been out there, you know, game one. But no, you trying to have me blocking shit for Tom Brady?
Right. That's how I broke my arm last time, yeah. Blocking.
He was like, nah, I'm good.
But yeah, Kenny Stills, nigga we never heard of, probably never will again. Had 2 touchdowns. Anybody that plays fantasy football understands this. Drew Brees is the best fantasy quarterback that will not throw to one receiver.
Yep.
Like only Jimmy Graham is the only dude that consistently gets work and he's a tight end. But, owning any of his receivers is a waste of time. Like you never guarantee, like Marcus Colston still ain't had a good game this year. And he was like, quote unquote, the best receiver on that team.
But
so.
You know what? He'll never go anywhere just because he run the routes the way Breeze won't.
Yeah.
When Breeze leave, Colston gone.
Breeze just be like, I didn't feel like throwing to him. It's not that I couldn't have. Like, I can get it to anybody.
Yep.
And then, yeah, just Buffalo continues to suck.
How you think San Diego Chargers feel? Because, you know, they had to choose between Rivers and Breeze.
Mm-hmm. They feel fine right now. I mean, that's the thing.
Breeze
is better. But I also think that Phillip Rivers had some good years and they just, you know, they just not a good organization like that, man. Like they.
I haven't seen Breeze have a bad year yet since he left.
Nobody is. Yeah, I agree. I mean, he had a year that was down, but it was down for Drew Breeze. You know what I'm saying? It's like. Is it really bad if he's still a top 5 quarterback? Like, I don't know.
Right.
It's like, oh, so you went from top 3 to top 6? Okay. He's still a beast.
He's not giving away games.
Mm-hmm.
They not up by 2 and 3 touchdowns and losing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of the things you look back and you're like, we made a good choice, but it wasn't the best choice.
It was like they really had no options because they would have been dumb as shit to try to sit on both of those dudes. And at the time, Drew Brees' shoulder was the one that was fucked up. So it was like, oh, somebody want this dude? And in the NFL, that's huge because most of the time, people don't want injured players. So, like, they want that dude to be back on the field performing. And they, you know, even sometimes with that, they still won't take a guy. Look at Peyton Manning, man. Like, he hurt his neck and they went and drafted Andrew Luck. And people were still kind of like, should they have even traded away Peyton Manning? You know,
but I get it with Peyton because he didn't have 10 years left in him. But Drew Brees still had 10 years left.
But Phillip Rivers had 13. And then, like I said, his arm, like his shoulder. I think, you know what else we forgetting about, dog? Why we bringing it up? Chad Pennington. We're forgetting about him. Remember, he also had that shoulder surgery and he was never the same.
But Drew said, but I remember Drew Brees being like, this is where I want to be. Don't trade me. Like mm-hmm. me over him, you know, it's got to be one of us, but I want to stay.
Yeah, I just don't think it matters if you're saying that with a sling on your arm. Like, to them, they just like, yeah, that's cool, nigga. But if you take that shit off and you got a water pistol instead of a cannon, we fucked. Like, we just traded away Phillip Rivers, who was healthy, for a dude that can't throw 5 yards down the field. That's what they were thinking. I ain't saying, obviously, in hindsight, you know, but we got to go back to the moment of the decision, not just like, oh, well, this nigga better than him. The end. Like,
I'll say this.
It would have took a lot. It would have took a hell of a lot of faith, and they probably would have got some people fired. It probably would have been a lot of turmoil if Breeze wouldn't have came back 100%.
But you know what? That's where it's weak management too, I think.
Well, they do have weak management.
Because myself as manager, I'm like, look, Breeze, you our guy. You know, we're going to give you a year to see what you got.
Why do you even have Phillip Rivers on your team just at that in case. Point?
The same reason you always have a backup quarterback.
Nah, that's my theory, dog.
I know, but
nope.
I hear what you say.
That's bad management. That is bad management.
But if I'm manager, man, sit down and shut up.
If you have two number one quarterbacks on your team, you're a bad manager. Cause the league is designed right now with, you know, where it's like, you can't have so much good shit on one team or else, you're going to be weak in other areas. If you got two, number one quarterbacks, you got to trade one of them motherfuckers. Get something good in return.
I give Breeze a year. I still give it a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you. I'm not saying, I mean, obviously you would be right in hindsight. I don't know. I just don't think most people would do that. So, I'm more understanding of what they did. And plus, I don't think Phillip Rivers was that huge of a step down from Drew Brees. I just think as an organization, they're a step down from the Saints. Like, I think if you switched it, we'd be talking like, man, do you think they should have held on to Phillip Rivers?
No, because the Saints, I mean, we clearly know San Diego would have been like, they would have just fired their coach, Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Saints was like, hey, your job will be here when you get back. Take your time.
Yeah, it's an organizational thing, though.
Yeah, so that's like, I don't know that their talent. That
yeah, like, I feel like if we switched it, we'd be like, Drew Brees is struggling in San Diego, and Phillip Rivers is good with the Saints. Because the top down matters, man. Like, these niggas are handicapping Phillip Rivers, man. They still never really replaced LT, you know. Then they lost Turner. They lost that dude used to block for Turner that plays for the Panthers right now. Forget his name. Big dude, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. But I know.
But they just stay doing shit like that. Where it's just like, we just lose this receiver. It's fine. We don't need Vincent Jackson. It's like, okay, y'all, that was y'all best receiver, dog.
Fastest man in the league. At one point.
Y'all tried to hold out with him and all this shit. Like, the Saints don't do shit like this. Like, I can't even think of the last time the Saints had a holdout with a contract. The Cowboys played the Lions.
how about them Cowboys?
How about them? Oh man, they are entertaining. You know what I mean? Now our division is terrible and they are the cream of the crop or the cream of the shit, for the NFC East. Mm-hmm. And they were winning against the Lions and I feel like the credit for this win completely goes to Dez Bryant. Now I'm not saying because it's temper tantrum. I think that was overblown. Although I think it was a temper tantrum and I think people trying to downplay it like it's not, but, I don't even think that matters that much. I think they lost this game in the press when he was talking about he could do anything Calvin Johnson could do. Mm-hmm. Cause Calvin Johnson was like, no, you can't. You absolutely cannot do everything I could do. Matter of fact, let's go to the record books right now.
I'm going to tell you what happened. That what even caused that temper tantrum was Dez went over there to the sideline and, you know, cause Romo was sitting right there when the first one started.
Yeah.
He was like, y'all need to give me the ball. And Romo probably hit him with the get open and went back to the playbook, what he was doing and thought it was done. But, you know, Romo used to saying whatever he wanted to other people, but Dez was like, you're not going to talk to me like that.
Yeah.
It got mad.
I mean, Dez played well. You know what I mean? Dude had 3 catches, 72 yards, 2 touchdowns. The catches he made were spectacular playmaking catches.
That one catch where he got like 50 yards, that's yeah. just poor tackling.
That was pretty
he
bad.
He caught the ball and was like, wait, nobody hit me?
But I won't take it away from him. I mean, that's a good game for most wide receivers in the NFL. That's a good game for most of the good receivers in the NFL. That is a great game for a ton of fantasy owners, but that's not a Calvin Johnson game.
It's not, I'm not even giving it that much credit. It was an okay game.
It's a good game.
It's not even a Steve Smith game. Like it was.
Nah, Steve Smith still ain't had 70 yards this season, by the way.
All I'm just saying is that he got lucky. Like,
nah, I'm not taking it away from him,
man,
because
that's a terrible
tackle. You know what this is? This is like, when you play against somebody in basketball and you lose to him and you be like, you sorry. And it's like, well, if I'm sorry, then why are you so happy to beat me? No, Dan's played great. Good job, buddy. You like lived up to, you talked a bunch of shit. You cussed everybody out. You inspired the offense. The offense started playing better after he cussed them out. But Calvin Johnson was like, I'm not cussing nobody out. I'm just going to get 329 yards and touchdown and 14 catches. So holler at that.
I'm not saying Calvin Johnson isn't the man. I mean,
he
you
is.
Called it. You said he the best receiver.
He's the best receiver, Doc.
In the league right
like,
now. You
look,
said
my favorite is A.J. Green. Calvin Johnson the best.
Right. Well,
shit.
No, yeah, we both just like A.J.
God damn. A.J. Like remind me of Randy Moss. Calvin Johnson remind me of Megatron, the Transformer. God damn, man. Did you see this shit?
I did see it.
Dog,
it
this was shit great. Was like a video game where you just be like, I'ma spam this one play over and over and over. This, and he still had like 2 touchdowns that could have been his, but he got hit at like the 1-yard line.
Man, Matt Stafford was out there just throwing the ball reckless. Like, listen, Calvin, I'm just going to throw it up there.
Yeah.
Calvin, like, cool, that's what I've been wanting you to do all season.
Yeah.
I've been waiting on that for 2 years.
I don't know if people have seen him in real life, man. If y'all get a chance to go to an NFL game and see Calvin Johnson in real life, do it. Calvin Johnson is a big ass nigga.
Wasn't like, he in that commercial?
Yeah, he got
like
that
he
commercial.
Taking his shirt off?
Yeah. But I don't even mean like just like Jack Diesel or whatever. I mean like look at him compared to the size, the height of another nigga. There's nobody that can fuck with this dude. It's just a matter of how much do he want it and if he's hurt or not.
Let's look at his official height. He got to be like 6'5".
Something.
Six.
And he played hurt, by the way. Like, nobody talking about it because he's performing. He's 6'5", dog.
Yeah.
He's 6'5".
To what?
Yeah. That's why you don't talk about big niggas, dog.
236?
236, yeah.
Can I say he's still smaller than LeBron, though?
Yeah, that's crazy. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
He is huge.
LeBron
as hell.
Would be a tight end, dog.
And he's still smaller than LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron got him by 30 pounds.
Dude, Calvin Johnson just was mushing niggas, too. Like, that's the other thing. Like, when Calvin's not playing inspired, he'd be like, all right, let me get out of bounds. You know, let me just, I don't want to take another hit to my knee. Let me just lay it down. This nigga was playing like it was like his kids was hostages, and the only way he could get them free is to have 329 yards.
Man, Calvin Johnson on his picture looked like he just happy to be here on his profile picture in the league.
Yeah,
he like he smiling and everything. He just looked happy to be here, man. Like he like that coming to America halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy to be here.
Quiet niggas will kill you, dog.
Look at Dez Bryant picture. You got to pull his up.
I don't even want to.
Man, Dez, it does look like the mug shot from after he slapped his mama.
Oh, come on, man. That dude did slap his mama. Damn. It's super serious, too.
Man, Dez, how he got wrinkles already. He only 20.
Yeah. He been worried and all that stuff. Like, what you worried about, Dez?
Calvin looked like he thinking about getting some pussy in about 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Like, after this picture, well, he could be currently right now getting a blowjob while they're taking this picture. That's how happy he looked.
But, you know, the thing for me is, I think that Dez, you know, he fucked up in the regular, like, week going up. Cause everybody keeps putting it on the cursing out shit. I think him cussing them out made him better. And I stand by that.
Yeah, so
people act like you don't, like, people act like a good cussing out ain't never motivated nobody. And now, That was news to me. Like, everybody was reacting like, he's a diva. He's a wide receiver that's selfish. I was like, dog, you ain't never been at work and been like, the fuck are we doing right now? Yep. Don't try to act like that's never happened to you. It is perfectly reasonable in the heat of the moment to be like, Tony Romo, pass me the motherfucking ball because you are fucking up.
Nope. You know the people that saying something about it are the people that always wanted to curse somebody out
and didn't have the balls. Couldn't.
Yep.
They were up 13-7, dude. And this is in the fourth quarter or whatever. He said that shit, they scored 17 more points. Ain't his fault the defense sucked. And then, you know, and the thing is, I saw Nick Juice said it in the chat. They have released some of the audio of what he was saying. But they didn't release all the audio. Like, they didn't release the audio from that moment.
Shit, we wanted him.
Yeah, that moment where he was like, had his arms up, and, you know, where he like flexed on him. They didn't release that audio. But, my point is like, which is funny because my point is this. People are saying like, well, that audio proves that he was still being positive and all this stuff. And I'm like, he was saying some positive stuff in that audio and that's cool or whatever. But that's not the reason people should apologize to him. Even if he was cussing that dude the fuck out, they should apologize. Cause he wasn't wrong.
Man, Romo had 3 touchdowns that game though. Dez had 2 of them.
After Dez told his ass to start throwing that fucking ball down.
Stafford only had 1 touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson only had 1 touchdown.
Well, nah, Stafford had 1 throwing and then he had that sneak.
That was a hell of a play.
Yeah, group. The balls on this dude.
But can I say this, though? One quick thing about this. Yeah. When he was having that rant, I was wanting him so bad. I was yelling at the TV, put one of them big-ass hands on somebody, please. I've always wanted to see that during the game.
put it right on there.
Please put one of them big-ass hands on somebody.
Well, like I said, I think it's fucked up because people are saying, like, well, is, you know, the audio's out. He obviously wasn't cussing him out. So everybody needs to apologize. And I'm like, y'all need to apologize for going in on that man for doing the same shit that so many other people would do during a bad game. Like,
how many times you seen it during a basketball game?
Yeah. How many times have you seen the shit where it's like, Tom Brady this year looking at his receivers like, what the fuck are you doing? Goddamn, catch the ball. And nobody is like, Tom Brady is just a diva that wants to have the stats. Like, he's trying to win. There's only one way for a wide receiver to help a team win, and that's catching the ball. And if you're not throwing it out there, what the fuck is he supposed to do?
Yeah, it's only certain guys they pick on with that. And Ndamukong, yeah. Let him have a blow up on the sideline. It'll be the new big story.
Yeah.
Your boy for the Chicago, they quarterback. You know, it's only a few guys that they let somebody from San Francisco right now.
And you know what, man? It's even more fucked up, dude. They shouldn't even have released the audio. Honestly. Because it does, one, unless you're going to release the whole audio of the whole game, fuck it.
But was it the Cowboys that released it or the NFL that released it?
I think it was the Cowboys
that released it. I don't see Jerry Jones releasing it.
I think it was the Cowboys. The reason I think it's the Cowboys is because they only released that one part. You know what I mean? I think if it was just the NFL, they would be like, this is what he was saying. You know what I mean?
I can't. Jerry normally just dig his heels in and be like, fuck it. You know, it happens.
Nah, Jerry be trying to control the media, bro. He be thinking he can win. Like, it's funny. Like, it's one of the reasons that I think he's the best owner in the NFL. Cause he making shit fun. Cause he'll go out there and try to manipulate some shit. But yeah, he definitely thought he was going to win by saying this.
Well, Cowboys fans, though, it's a good moral victory for you.
Oh, yeah. He didn't say that this time, did he?
It is a good moral
victory. Against Denver, he was all like, yeah, you know, it was good. You know, Tony, it's a moral victory. He didn't say that shit this time.
The coach should just play that in the locker room, that kid. Good job, good effort.
Yeah.
Good job, good effort. Just had that on repeat. Like, but, you know, y'all, good job, good effort, guys. Congrats to the Lions, though, yo.
Yeah, the Lions had some balls to come back and win that game.
Stafford, man.
Way not to give up.
Player IQ, man.
Yeah, just.
He scored 2 touchdowns. First he put it over the top of the pile. Then he ran around the pile and scored just to be sure. Like, fuck these instant replays.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what y'all thinking. We'll just go ahead and confirm it.
And that was with no timeouts, too. Just the balls on this dude, man. Props to the Lions, though. The Cowboys played a hell of a game, man. Like, it should have been enough to beat them if Dez wouldn't have been talking shit that week during the media, like, during the build-up.
Yep.
And you know Calvin Johnson, like, I feel like when Calvin Johnson heard that quote, he just went, word. Like, I don't even think he said nothing
he said,
back.
He said,
Yeah, he said that? That's probably what, like, that's as much as he noted. Like, he didn't have no, like, there was no quotes from Calvin Johnson. Even after the win, he didn't say, like, that's why you don't need to talk to me. He just was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, he didn't even clip the article and put it in his, yeah. In his locker.
That's cute. That's what he was thinking. Don't fuck with the best, man.
Listen, I'm a firm believer Calvin Johnson got hoe control.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm a firm believer. Yeah. I'm a firm believer.
We don't even know about him. the Giants beat the Eagles 15-7. Nothing much to see here, man. Both of these teams suck. Mike Vick, I believe I said he probably wouldn't finish this game. And he didn't.
He shouldn't have played, man.
I know your thing is he shouldn't have played. I think even now he feels that hot breath on the back of his neck.
It's worse now.
But it's always going to be worse. It's never going to be okay is what I'm saying. And he's not used to like the entitlement that a number one quarterback should have where it's like, this is my job. Nobody's going to take it from me. So let me wait till my hamstring is 100%. I'll come back when I feel like it. He's never going to have that mentality because the reality is people hate Mike Vick and they will yank him in a second, dude.
Well, he could have got it this week. This was the week to claim it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out there, man. And
yeah, I think you're being very optimistic about the media, man. Because, like, you acting like the media wouldn't have been like, well, he said he was healthy and now he's not playing.
Not the media, but within the Eagles organization. It would have showed, A, none of these niggas y'all drafted behind me can do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then B, it would have said, I know I'm that dude. And when I'm healthy, we will win. But he went back and rushed it. Now he hurt again.
Yeah.
And now it's looking like he missed the glass, which we already
but
knew.
But he's always been Mr. Glass. Right. But the media
dispelled that somewhat by just being a little more healthier. He wouldn't have got hurt next week.
But the media, like, you acting like the media don't have no effect, man. Like, the media been affecting the Philadelphia Eagles locker room since I've been alive.
Man, some effect, but if he'd have approached it with, like you said, I know I'm the quarterback type of attitude, mm-hmm. I'm gonna sit out, I'm gonna get healthy for my team, cause I want us to be successful, they would have had the respect in and back off.
But he like a battered wife now. He been through this too much to be like you want him to get the confidence without actually having any benefit of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he needs to have a year. If he ever had a year where he was the legit starter and there was no questions, he probably would be like, you know what, man, let me get healthy. But I feel like he's never had that luxury. So he's like, nope, I gotta play hurt. I gotta, you know, I ran 100 yards, y'all. I ran 100 yards with my hamstring. I'm fine. And they put him in the game, he get hurt again. Like, I guess my hamstring was hurt. You like, yeah.
I know when they had that so-called quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
I wish he'd have just been like, you know what? Does Chip think that young boy better than me? He can start him. I'm cool with that. I like him. We get along. But I know what it is. I'll be here waiting when he come crawling back.
Yeah, except it wasn't so-called. It was a legit controversy.
No, I mean, it was never a doubt in my mind Vic was going to be starting.
Me too. But I'm saying, it was a legit, it's not about me and you. It was a legit controversy because Chip Kelly and them was really like, maybe we should start the young boy. Like that tells you everything about this situation, man.
Chip.
Oh, also, yeah.
A man named Chip.
Yeah. I'm off Chip already. So what, we 8 games in? Yeah, I'm off him. Thanks, bro. Like all the Andy Reid's mistakes I take it back. He's, as bad as he's been, still a better clock manager than Andy Reid. like that's what's funny is people be like, well, don't you wish Andy Reid was back yet? I'm like, nigga, we be losing Andy to be like, yeah, the Eagles have no timeouts. This is the third quarter with 8 minutes left. Looks like they're going for Hail Mary on 4th and 1. Like, nah, I don't want him back off of this shit. But, Chip Kelly not good either.
Best thing about this weekend was it's kept the Redskins in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep that hot NFC East race going.
With 2 wins. It kept us in the playoffs. Like, yes. The Redskins could potentially make the playoffs with 6 wins.
Dude.
This year.
This is amazing.
Could you imagine a team making the playoffs with 6 victories?
By the way, I don't care who comes out the NFC East right now, but I want so badly for them to win at least one playoff game. Just to fuck it up for everybody. Like, where it's just like, you know, and like I said, pick your team. I don't care which team it is, but if it really was like, yo, man, the Redskins beat the Saints, I'll be like, what? This is the greatest NFL year ever. Ever. And then get blown out like 45-0 next week. Just fuck it up for everybody. The Steelers, lost to the Raiders. So this is what's funny about this game. First play of game, Terrell Pryor bust a run for like 100 yards all the way up the field. Like just
set a record for quarterback.
Yes. 100. He had 100. It was like a 93-yard run to start the game. How many yards? How many yards do you think he finished the game with rushing?
200.
106. 106. He had the whole rest of the game, dog.
No. But how many yards passing, though?
I'm not done. That's just the first part. He got a 93-yard run to start the game. First ended minute. It with 106. Passing, 88 yards. I love this nigga, man. And he won. Be mad. Be mad.
Here's the thing what I don't understand, though, man. I just don't understand it. Like, the running back didn't have that many runs.
Yeah, Darren McFadden had 24 carries, two touchdowns.
That's an average game.
One of his best games for Darren McFadden because he's still healthy.
So Pittsburgh had the ball the entire game and still lost.
Let me see what the time of possession was. Nah, time of possession is even. Like,
what?
It's 30 minutes and 1 second for the Raiders, 29 minutes and 59 seconds for Pittsburgh.
Man, Oakland had to just, every play went down to 1 second on the clock.
They must have just been right. They took that 7 points. And they was like, we just gonna sit on this. We gonna sit on this blind.
Every play went down to 1 second.
We been in a blind 6 for the rest of the game. They went to that holding pattern, dude.
I don't know if all your listeners know what a blind.
Oh, they should.
They don't.
Yeah, we got a pretty black audience. You guys play
spades. It is kind of like a sport. We could. Yeah. We could cover spades.
This is a spades tournament. There's another stabbing this week. All right. So yeah, that I just love Terrell Pryor. I hate watching him play, but I love when he wins.
Hey man, he might get better. Like, can you imagine next year what is his ceiling? What is Terrell Pryor's ceiling?
I don't. With a black QB like this, you gotta ask the other question. What is his floor? What is his floor?
No,
he could be worse. No. That's how black quarterbacks do, though, Justin.
Is it like the former black quarterback for Oakland?
Jamarcus.
Yeah, is it like Russell? Jamarcus, or is it more like Vince Young?
I can't tell. That's the other thing.
Can he get to Steve McNair?
That's the other thing I've said about the Raiders my entire life. If you tell me like this dude is good for the Raiders or bad for the Raiders, I will still tell you I don't know how good or bad he is because it's the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? Like people say that all the time. It's like, oh, what you think about Jamarcus Russell? I don't think anything because he plays for the Raiders. He might be the best quarterback in the league or the worst. The organization's too fucked up to tell.
Just think, man. One day Terrell Pryor could actually be like Tannehill or Dalton. He could be an Alex Smith managing games.
Hey, man, the good news is, first of all, he'll never be like those people. But the good news is, a couple more losses, they probably get the ping pong machine back, the pinball machine back in the Steelers locker room, right? I mean, what's the point? Two and five, once you get to like 2-7, hey, everybody might as well play Miss Pac-Man.
Hey, here's the other thing. You think the Jets was fucking on Sunday too?
Nah, they finally hit that, and that's why they got beat by the Bengals. Man. Yeah, the Jets. Yeah, we already covered that. The Jets got their ass whipped by the Bengals.
I just hope Coach don't lose his job for the Steelers.
Me too, man. I think Mike Tomlin's safe now that he got a couple wins, and there's a couple teams that are like 0-8 and even more disappointing than them. But he still might lose that job next year. I actually feel bad for him though. Like I think I want him to lose that job
because I don't think he part of of, like, as far as drafting and trades. He just coached with what he got on the field.
Right. And he's too good for that team. He needs to go somewhere where he'll be respected and a team that actually.
Man, I welcome him in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to go somewhere where, like, that's the thing. People keep talking about, you think he's going to lose that job? He won't lose that job. He will gain an opportunity to coach just about anywhere he wants to in the NFL.
Man, come to Washington.
Yeah, who the fuck at this point don't want him as a coach? Bro, name one better coaching candidate if he loses that job.
Bro, come to Washington.
Please, right? Like, pretty I will get rid of Chip Kelly in year one for some Mike Tomlin, dog.
I will drive up to Washington and punch Shanahan and his son in the mouth.
Yes. I would do that. I'd do like Mr. Smiley Face. I mean, I'd do like not Mr. Smiley Face. What was the rapper name in Half Baked? I'd do like him, Sir Smoke-A-Lot. I'd do like Sir Smoke-A-Lot, shake Chip Kelly's hand and then punch him in the face. And then bring in my man, Mike Tomlin. Coolest coach in the NFL. I don't have much to say about this Bengals win over the Jets other than Geno Smith continues to be the worst quarterback in the NFL when he's losing. Looks great when he's winning, but nobody loses the way Geno Smith loses.
But we called it though, man. Yeah. You don't know what you're going to get from
you
Geno.
Do not know. This nigga is a roll of the dice.
Man, you don't know if like on Saturday night he out stealing cars. like what the fuck is he doing? You know what I mean?
He got one of them faces, man. Yeah. He just got one of them faces, man. Hard to trust.
Like, man, he could be out stealing cars on Saturday, or he could be at home with his woman reading the Bible. Yep. You just don't know.
He's a hard to trust brother, man. I'm sorry. He looks stupid. I'm sorry. I know that that's not a fair assessment of quarterback, but that's why you come to Balls D Sports, man, so that you can get the inside information that they won't say on SportsCenter. Geno Smith just looks like a dumbass.
I'm gonna
man.
Tell you who he looked like. You remember that little boy that used to knock on Geno's door on Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe always selling shit.
Yep.
That's who he looked like. That's who Geno looks like. Like he should have snot running down his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like he trying to hustle you on some stupid.
Yeah, was
ass
it Roscoe? Car. Was his name Roscoe?
I think it was Roscoe.
I think that might have been Roscoe with the snots and stuff. Yeah, he just looked stupid,
he
man.
He just looked like he should be trying to get over you on some stupid.
He like he
jam.
Do stupid crimes. Like, I don't know. I hope he's not stupid, man, but.
Oh yeah, I hear breaking into cars.
Where he put up 9 points and play like that, it's hard to be like, he's a smart brother. The Falcons, got beat by the Cardinals.
Of course.
Matt Ryan is just not as good as people think he is, and he never will be.
Of course.
He's not an elite quarterback. I told somebody, and here's what's funny, dog. People are so protective of this motherfucker, man. Like, this must be how white people feel about black people talking about black quarterbacks. Cause I simply said, like, yeah, Matt Ryan, 61 passes to get 300 yards.
Right.
That's not good. And some nigga came on my timeline like, nah, actually, Joe Montana, Brett Favre, and so and so have all had games where they threw the ball 50 times for this amount of yards. First of all the amount of yards were over 300. Like Matt Ryan had 301 yards. Boy. Everybody else is like 330, 360, 340. Second of all, they threw the ball 50 times.
Yep.
And this nigga
probably,
threw the ball 61 times, dog.
One too, man.
I was like, also, if any of them games happen after they were like 35, shut the fuck up.
And
like, I don't want to hear about, don't be comparing. We're supposed to be talking about a dude in his prime.
Here's the thing though. If you look at that stat line, wasn't he the lead in rushing with 13 yards?
Yeah, he was. but hold up though. Everybody says that the problem with him is they need to cut the running game off and just let him throw it around.
Pass more? Oh.
That's the problem. Like, okay, so you got your wish. They only ran the ball like fucking 14 times the whole game. This nigga is terrible. 4 picks. I don't want to hear it,
man,
dog.
Look at how many yards Palmer had. What a victory. He almost had the same amount of yards.
Yeah.
As
Terrell Pryor.
Right.
He had 172 yards. But here's the thing about this Carson Palmer thing. The number you don't see. He didn't throw 4 picks. Matt Ryan, you can't be throwing four picks, dog. It's that easy. It's really not tough, man. Run the ball more or don't throw four picks, but can't have it both ways, man. I'm sure he'll be better next week, but
maybe
this is suspect. He's suspect as shit, y'all.
Depends on who they play next week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, is he playing Miami?
Yeah, maybe he'll be playing somebody. Like, I don't know who they play next week. I can find out. Maybe he play, well, I was going to say Oakland, but he fuck around lose to Oakland, dog. They better be playing somebody sorry next week, man. It looks like they play at Carolina. Uh-oh.
Man.
Carolina defense good.
Man, here's the thing though, man. Atlanta always plays on the Panthers tough though.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
whatever reason. I don't know why.
They do.
It's like they get excited about the Panthers. Like we they little brother or something.
The Panthers got some good defense this year though. So I'm just saying it might be another 34-61 four pick game if they don't run that fucking ball.
Did Jackson get hurt?
Jackson who? Oh, Steven Jackson. He finished the game. I mean, just they sorry.
Now, how Matt Ryan have more yards to him, man? He had 6 yards.
Yeah, and he had 10 more carries than Matt Ryan.
He had 6 yards.
Yeah.
What are they run blocking going down there? What
not just that. I could have told you this last year. Steven Jackson's fucking terrible.
Oh. He must have got paid, and now he's like, fuck it.
Don't let the dreads fool you. Steven Jackson is a terrible running back. He done wasted all his good years as a volume carrier in fucking St. Louis. He's terrible. You know how you can tell somebody's terrible? I don't have Steven Jackson on any of my fantasy teams. There's certain players in the NFL I refuse to draft under any circumstances. He was on my list. Danny Amendola was on my list. There's some dudes that have not come close to sniffing any of my teams, and that is because those motherfuckers are terrible. Reggie Bush isn't on my list, even though he's having an up year for Reggie Bush. I was like, no, you're not going to be playing hurt for 17 weeks. Robert Griffin. Robert Griffin and the Denver Broncos. Robert Griffin lost to the Denver Broncos.
Nothing to see, though.
Yes. Yeah.
As to be expected.
Alfred Morris played good. Griffin got hurt a little bit, came out the game. Kirk Cousins came in, immediately threw two picks, so that job safe.
Man, that fourth quarter was terrible.
Yeah.
Bro, we was winning the game.
Yeah.
We were winning the game going into the fourth.
Doesn't it feel like Denver is toying with everybody? You know, like Denver's like Batman. You know, should Batman show up early and save everybody from getting hurt? Yeah. But Batman likes to show up 5 minutes after the first two people get shot. You know what I mean? So he has a reason to break a bad guy's eye socket and we won't feel bad for him. You know, if Batman just showed up before you got mugged and started breaking niggas' eyes, you'd be like, yo, this is terrible. What are you doing? The man was just talking to me. But if he shows up afterwards, it's fine. So I think Denver gets down on purpose early.
Nah, for a minute.
And then they'd be like, now you can't say shit when we put up 31 points in the fourth quarter.
Man, for a minute, though, Peyton was shook. For a minute, the Redskins defense had him shook. And then just like always for the past 5 to 7 years, fourth quarter defense is tired. I don't know what's up with their conditioning. They schemes may be easy.
Well, RG3 got hurt, right?
Yeah, but even still, the defense, I still want the defense to do something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I feel you, but
If the Ravens had that lead,
yeah,
and their quarterback get hurt, the defense going to maintain for a quarter.
Yeah, no. Denver is better than y'all in every single way, shape, and fashion. Y'all should have never been up. And I feel like they only let y'all get up so that they can have a good excuse to put up 45.
That's just shade.
Nope,
not even
because of the Redskins. If they do it to us, I'll say the same shit.
You're like, biased.
No, they do this every week.
I'm biased right now.
Let's look at the Broncos schedule because they do this every week.
Right,
you be like, yo, they going to lose this week. Then them niggas put up 75 points in a row. You be like, God damn,
man.
I'm not
saying they can't score. But what I'm saying,
listen to what I'm saying, though, before you even go off. I'm saying, I think they let teams get up so that they can have an excuse to put 40 on them.
Nah, they've been blowing other teams out in the very beginning.
Not always, man. When they was down against Dallas, They let who else was they let get up on them? Indiana got up on them.
And Indiana won that game.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it was an excuse. They fucked around and lost.
Right, but I'm saying, but what I'm saying is, though, the defense is held. Dallas just kind of choked. Remember, Romo threw that, wasn't that the game Romo threw that retarded ass pick?
Yeah, but that was after Denver, got the lead that he threw that pick. Oh, wait, was it?
Nope.
I can't even remember now.
But that's what I'm
but
saying.
But they let Dallas get up, though. They let them get up so they could be like, now we're going to put up 50 on them.
But had they defense held, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Because at the beginning of the year, you're right, they was jumping off on people. But remember, everybody was like, man, see, this is fucked up. What see, about, you know, they just going out here destroying these teams? This is bullying. And they, then he said, Peyton said, okay, we got to let them start getting up 20 points, y'all.
And the defense just needs to hold. And then, even while your boy was hurt, he wanted to come back in the game.
Yeah, I know. Robert Griffin.
Man, Robert, man.
Hey, man, he the same as Vic.
Roberto, man, come on.
Hey, man, this is why I was telling you. If you have two number one quarterbacks, you got to let one of them go, man. You drive a motherfucker crazy.
I don't know why he's going crazy. He know that other dude can't do what he does.
I know, but he black. And just like every other black person with a job, you always worried about it. You're never going to not be worried about that shit,
man.
His
backup showed what happened when he plays a game.
I know. But in his mind, he was like, what if he throw two touchdowns? Which is what I keep telling you about Vic. You keep being like, well, Vic, just sit out and let Matt Barkley start. And this is the best time to do it because he's going to go out there and lose. And all Mike Vic could keep, like, if you were talking to Mike Vic right now, he would be like, but what if he throw five touchdowns? He'd be like, he's not going to do it, Mike.
Right.
He's sorry, but he might.
He's not.
I throw five touchdowns before, but you better than him, Mike. And I don't know what happened. I've seen sorry people do it. Matt Flynn. I'm like, all right, Mike, just go out there and hurt yourself again. The Packers beat the Vikings. Only thing surprising is that they did let the Vikings put up 31 on them.
Man, who you telling? I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, the Vikings scoring?
And I feel like this is a good case for why Josh Freeman probably shouldn't start for the rest of the year. I take it back. Christian Ponder is the starter. He gives him the best chance. Nope. As sorry as he is, he gives him the best chance because Adrian Peterson is used to running behind, them 11-man boxes that he gets. And it fucks him up when they throw the ball too much with Josh Freeman.
But here's the thing, though. I still say that was more of a coaching, like the coach saying, hey, we want him to learn these plays during the game. And the only way to do it is to call passing plays.
Dog, this nigga had a concussion and nobody knew because he's sorry. That's all you need to know. Matter of fact, I'm not discussing this anymore. The Rams played the Seahawks in probably the worst looking Monday night game ever. They only beat one by five. The Seahawks are still 7-1, but I'm putting the asterisk on them right now. This is a shady ass win. And I'm now starting to wonder if they suspect. Cause I don't understand how you play against the Rams. And all of a sudden you can't get the ball to beast mode. He only had 8 carries.
Man, I know, man.
What is this shit? When did y'all become the fucking Ravens?
So Wilson only had
18 passes. So, I know.
I don't know if they just getting the ball in terrible situations on the
field. They had the ball for 21 minutes, dude. That's unacceptable for a good team against the Rams.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they had the ball in terrible situations, like you getting it in the 10-yard line. Oh, 3-run plays, we out.
Oh, and the defense got ran up on, too. So I'm starting to wonder if other teams are going to pick up on this because if the Rams can run the ball down your throat, like maybe teams are realizing they've been too intimidated. They've been trying to do all these running plays out to the side and shit, trying to like stretch the field. Maybe the way to beat Seattle is to hit them right in their fucking mouth.
I can tell the secret to beating them is you need an Alex Smith type quarterback to just be consistent, check down, move the ball down the field slowly but surely. And then the defense just has to stay solid. Cause Wilson will throw that ball downfield if need to, but he's not gonna do anything to force turnovers or anything like that. So if the defense holds
I don't know, man. Kellen Clemens played terrible. He threw two picks. He had 158 yards on 31 passes, only completed less than 50% of his passes. I'm telling you, Justin, man, I feel like if you run the ball at them and don't get scared, you can beat them. A better team with better running backs should beat them. It's just a matter of, are you going to be scared or not?
Who are the good running backs in the league, though?
Let's see, it's
a passing league right now.
Look at Denver. They have no Sean Marino, and they'll every once in a while they'll just go ahead and run the ball with dude.
It'd be like five plays.
You've been sleeping on him, dog.
His Peyton averaging about 30 passes.
No Sean Marino, like the fourth best, if not higher, running back in the NFL fantasy wise.
But Peyton, but is that? That's receiving yards.
No. Rushing. It's rushing. Yeah.
Can't be rushing.
Dog. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just look it up for you. But yeah, he beasting, bro. Like, it's just a matter of to me, it's just a matter of, are you scared or not?
Well,
cause see, I think like how you saying like a good quarterback will check down and all this shit against them. I think that'll play right into their hands because they're going to make your receivers pay. Like, Richard Sherman going to kill your receivers on all them little short routes. Like, you're going to end up getting, like, the ball stops every time you throw an incompletion. The clock stops. I mean, I really feel like the right thing to do here is to try to run it at them.
I'll say this. The rest of their schedule for the Seahawks, they play Tampa Bay next, the Falcons, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So Adrian Peterson might have a great game. Like you say, he ran the ball down their throat. But yeah. New Orleans, that's a Monday night game. Only if they get losses, it'll be New Orleans. That's the only team I see beating them. Because after that, San Fran, you already know, San Fran can't beat them.
Yeah, he has no Sean Marino this year, has 108 rushing attempts. He has 456 yards, 4.2 yards a carry.
That's which a is little crazy. Over 12 a game. Yeah, that's.
He also has 8 TDs.
One a game.
But
is that rushing or is that like?
This is rushing. Receiving, he only has, he has 287, which is actually a lot. You know, that's a pretty good amount for a running back. But it's only 29 catches. I mean, how many is that a game? Like, he's not killing them out the backfield like that, man. They run the ball sometimes, you know, like certain games are just like, we're going to run the ball, you know? But anyway, back to my point, I wonder, and this, we're talking about the playoffs because I feel like you're going to see Seattle in the playoffs, right?
Yep.
I wonder if they're going to get beat because somebody just runs the fucking ball at them. They're just not scared.
I don't see teams doing it.
We'll see.
Just because that's not the way the league set up anymore.
But we talking about one game in the playoffs. Like, right. They going to study this film, dude.
Right. And here's the thing, though. Teams would do it every week then.
I don't think so. It's kind of like Peyton Manning in the playoffs. Like, everybody's like, well, in the playoffs, it's blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, because, you know, you had that time to plan for him. You know, you can try to trick him into checking down every time and just kind of make his receivers play, try to jam him at the line. But during a regular season, you could take that same approach. Nobody does it.
It's still 1 week at a time in the playoffs, just like it is.
Yeah, but when it's all or nothing, go home. I think it changes, man. You know, I think it matters.
See, to me, I guess that's the frustrating part.
Yeah.
I want my team to play like that every week. I want them to go in, look at game film, prepare every week like it's the final game, like it's the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what to say other than just, I don't know, bro. I think Seattle's suspect and
John Fox, especially if it's Peyton Manning them, John Fox, not that great. He's a terrible coach, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible coach. So I don't see him making adjustments. I see him being like, Peyton, do whatever you think best. And Peyton going,
well,
go,
I mean,
like,
don't get stuck
to get us winning.
Don't get stuck on Denver. Don't. I'm just saying, we were talking about running backs. I was just saying, there's running backs that Zach Stacy, not a good, you know, I mean, he's good, but before this, you couldn't have picked Zach Stacy out in the lineup. Like, it's just don't be scared. Like a lot of the NFL is not being scared, you know, like it's kind of like with Peyton. Sometimes you just got to not be scared. And, you know, a team like the Rams, they basically are playing a playoff game for them. This is desperation for them. They like, fuck it. We can sell out against Seattle. Let's just talk ourselves into not being scared of playing them. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I need Seattle to just get one good blowout. Like, they put Tampa Bay on their butt. Like you see a 40-7 win against Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, oh, they back.
Yeah.
Seattle back.
So, we'll see, man. I guess we can do a new segment I like to call NBA Stop and Frisk. Where if anything caught your eye during the NBA this week, which, you know, just go ahead and bring it up, because we can't cover every game and shit like we did with the NFL. So yeah, man, anything catch your eye? Like, you know, we got some stories and stuff too, so if you want to bring that, like,
there's several things in the NBA, but, you know, obviously we'll only talk about, since it's the year of LeBron, mm-hmm. we'll talk about the Heat.
Yeah, the Heat first game, they definitely look back. Like, they look like they have not lost any steps. I thought it was hilarious how everybody talked up Derrick Rose for playing them preseason games. Like, they matter. Like, we care about preseason now, y'all. Is that what we on? And they went out there and promptly got beat. People still acting like the Bulls could take down the Heat. No.
Yep. You know, ironically, I wasn't even gonna I was the most shocking that Luol Deng is back for the Bulls.
Me too. I was like, he got off the Ebola already.
Right.
I thought that was like a death sentence, dude.
I was like, when did he sneak back into the country?
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
he not on the list.
Man, that Bulls locker room better watch out. That's what they need to do. They could be like Gremlin locker room. they better watch out.
Oh,
they better watch out. But yeah, but no, man, I was shocked to see that the Miami lost to 76ers.
Yeah, that was shocking. Did you realize D-Wade didn't play?
Right, at the time I didn't, because I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it starts, so it begins.
Did he play against the Bulls?
Yeah, he played against the Bulls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so it begins with Dwayne Wade.
I know what person that didn't play.
Who's that?
LeBron's father. On the team.
LeBron's father?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, dog. They got that memo.
Greg did
not play. They was like, nah, Greg, we know you got 8 more games. That was cute, that dunk and everything, but you know that might be the last dunk of your career.
Don't dress out.
Yeah, but I wasn't that, like, I was kind of shocked that they lost to the Sixers, because everybody's saying the Sixers are going to be terrible this year. But when I found out Dwayne Wade didn't play, I was like, yeah, that's actually more of a big deal than anything else. You know, Michael Beasley didn't get in this game.
I can believe it.
Wonder what's up with that. Him, Joel Anthony, and James Jones.
I can't speak for them other guys, but I can understand Beasley not getting to the game because he's still suffering concussion like symptoms from punching himself in the side of the that he may or may not have done too hard.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's it. That's true.
Like, I know I wasn't expecting him to play just yet.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
And then just, you know, the Lakers obviously 2-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, everybody's shitting on D'Antoni. Everybody's saying that they're gonna tank this year. But it's funny because other years they started out slow and everybody's done that. Oh, the Lakers gonna be the same. This year they start off 2-0 without Kobe, and nobody's saying, you know, this nobody want to give D'Antoni that credit.
Yeah, I don't want to give it to him either, but I will say he 2-0 right now.
Credit where it's due, bro.
I have to give it to him.
All right, let's cover some stories, man, because a lot of these have to do with the NBA anyway. Jared Sullinger got suspended for the season opener. Why, Rod? Because he put his hands on a woman.
His mama?
No, not nope. His mama. Why? Yeah, he got in trouble, man. He got domestic violence charges. Even though they were dismissed, he still got suspended for a game. Mm-hmm. What makes you wonder what really happened?
Is the new coach trying to send a message? What are you trying to do?
Yeah. I mean, normally it's, if an athlete gets off in court, that's the end.
Because you know, like, you trying to keep your job. Like, you're not Doc Rivers.
Sullen just said, honestly, we're trying to build a culture around here, so I totally accept that one game suspension. That one game.
Look, he should be, he like, cool, one game, cool, cool.
Right. They give me more time to beat this bitch up.
Cool. I had a cookout to go to this weekend anyway.
Tim Duncan got a chest contusion. Yep. And he won't be playing against the Lakers tonight. 3-0?
3-0.
Do I smell 3-0?
3-0. The Spurs look good the other day too, man.
Yeah, but they always look good. The Spurs are the Patriots of the NBA.
Spurs back.
Spurs are the Patriots of the NBA. Dwayne Wade sits out, and I mean that condescendingly, people. I know some of y'all think that's a compliment. Dwayne Wade sits out versus the 76ers. Yep. Played 36 minutes that game, that opener.
How long LeBron gonna be there, man? You think LeBron?
He gotta leave, right?
Mid season.
Not mid season.
No, not that he leave, but I guess he demands trade.
I think he will. Yeah, he'd be like, y'all need to trade Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade.
He just had that meeting with Hell Spo and Pat Riley, all in the office at the same time.
Hey, LeBron the only player in the NBA that demand. Well, no. LeBron and Kobe the only players in the NBA that demand trades for other niggas.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm demanding a trade. Oh no, LeBron, where you want to go? No, not for me. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. I like it down here in South Beach.
Yeah, I demand that Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh be gone.
But anybody with bad knees on this team has to go.
Greg Oden like, why me, dog? Brandale Chambly. Last week we talked about how he accused Tiger Woods of cheating. Mm-hmm. Well, he has now issued a complete apology. Mm-hmm. He on Wednesday he made his first on-air comments since an internet column he wrote 2 weeks ago insinuated that Tiger Woods had cheated because he had several rules violations during 2013. He said, "In offering my assessment of Tiger to you, and specifically looking at the incidents of Abu Dhabi, Augusta, Ponte Verde, and Chicago, I said Tiger Woods was cavalier about the rules. I should have stopped right there. And comparing those incidents to my cheating episode in the fourth grade, I went too far. Cheating involves intent, and I know what my intent was on that fourth grade math test, but there's no way I could know 100% certainty that Tiger's intent was in any of those situations. That was my mistake." Tiger Woods, y'all. He got these niggas apologizing, dog. Man,
here's the other thing, too. Somebody got to him. Because the way he went in that article, it was no way, even though he knew he was wrong when he was writing the article, he was going to stand by it.
Right.
And was going to never take these words back.
Yep.
Who got to him?
I don't know, man.
You think he looked at his career and said, I'll never get a job at ESPN?
Tiger probably just sent some folks over to talk to him, man. Have a little discussion.
Man, you think one of Tiger Hoes showed up?
He sent one of them. He sent one of them waitresses over there.
Right, because Tiger, you know, when he first got into golf, and you know, when he first, his first marriage, you know, he wasn't too sure about hoe control. He was learning, figuring things out. He was still hanging out with Barkley and them. You know, Jordan and them, but now that he out here on his own in these streets,
honestly,
had to
dude,
go through some things.
Honestly, Justin, I just think when your name is Brandale Chambly, anytime a nigga calls your phone, you gonna cop please and apologize. That's exactly what I think. I think he answered that phone. He didn't recognize that number. He's like, "This is Brandale Chambly." Like, just Tiger Woods. He's like, "Oh shit, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize to you."
You don't think a group of white women showed up around him as soon as he came out of the office?
I mean, the good news is, where can Brandale Chambly go that there aren't average looking white women? So, I mean, that's the one thing people never talked about with Tiger Woods is he could have a sophisticated network around him because he fucks average looking white women. And those motherfuckers are like a dime a dozen. So you're right. I mean, anyone, like, where is Brandale Chambly gonna ever feel safe?
Right.
You know, if I can just send any average looking white woman straight for your neck, Like, you're gonna have to apologize. It's like, you can't go to the fucking, dollar store or to Walmart or to, cause it's not like,
you pump gas.
Yeah, it's not like Tiger fucks these upscale, like, women that you only see at these sophisticated events. Like, you can't go to Safeway and be on Tiger Woods' bad list. You never know which, like, cashier just gonna like take a razor to your throat.
Yep, even Harris Teeter, dog.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. They showed up. They had Tiger on the phone. Like, here, you need to answer this.
Michael Carter Williams set an NBA record for steals.
Yes.
When they beat the Heat.
This light skinned dude is prospering.
Yep. I feel like if we went back to our NBA analysis of the draft.
Yep, he was in.
We tried to tell you. Try to tell you, and I'm sure his whole control, excellent.
Man, I'm telling you, man, we need to go back and start being like, yep, we was right about this, everybody else was wrong.
Yeah.
We 22 episodes in?
Something like that. If I could remember what I said last week, I would. I just don't remember.
Right, so it's definite, like, we definitely.
I only know I'm right when motherfuckers hit me on Twitter.
I'm just
like, hey, dog, he out there struggling. I'm like, oh, I did say that.
I'm just saying, man, we could get you cats a lot of money if you start listening closely.
Kevin Durant said the dumbest shit he's ever said in his life last week. He said he was too obsessed with leading Oklahoma City Thunder to a championship last season.
Really? Man, he under a lot of pressure right now, man. He can't deal with it.
By the way, you know what this really means? I will never beat LeBron James. That's what he just said, y'all.
Man, he's stressing right now, man.
He's saying, well, to me, it sounds like he said, I'm cool. I'm not stressing at all this year.
He needs to be on suicide watch.
Why?
He is stressing right now without his boys. First, he lost Harden, and now he'll have Westbrook. He is stressing right now.
Yeah.
After he was talking all that shit,
I'm
better than this. Blah, 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 getting these erroneous, like, texts and just acting out all last season where you're like, wait, is Kevin Durant okay?
I don't think he's going to stress this year. Man, this sounds like a man that has given up to me.
No. To me, this sounds like a man.
How can you take something different away from I was too obsessed last season when I was trying hard?
Right. This sounds like a man is trying to backpedal because he fucked up. He stepped into some shit. Put the crack pipe down. Like he on suicide watch right now because he obsessing. He's still thinking about last year. He's still thinking like all the shit he said and did last year. If he wasn't worried, who would bring it up? He worried about that shit, dog. He's stressing.
All right,
on suicide watch.
I'm convinced that. This sounds like a man that eats Cheetos at 1 a.m. playing Xbox. Like I feel like Kevin Durant is gonna be in line for Xbox One on the release day. Like this is how I feel right. Like I don't think he give a fuck. He look around. Russell Westbrook ain't there. He hurt right now. Everybody was expecting him to be like, oh, he gonna be player of the year because he gonna have to put up MVP numbers to keep them winning. And he basically just said, winning's overrated, y'all.
Nah.
Like, I'm not going to win a championship. I realize that now. So I got to wait till LeBron die or something. But until then, I'm just chilling. Like, I was too obsessed about it. I can't, it's like, do you watch Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Oh,
I know the premise.
But like, it's kind of like how at one point Vegeta had this speech that was like how he was too obsessed with trying to be like Goku. And he had to stop because he realized he was never gonna beat him. That's how I feel. That's what I feel about like this. He says, like for me, when I was coming in, I was like, if I miss a shot, I'm gonna miss this shot in game 6 of the finals. He said in the report, if we don't play defense this game, we're not gonna play defense in the finals. Like I was thinking like that. And I was going home and I would get so mad over small stuff. That's not me. So I was losing myself over what people thought and what other people thought.
Man, well, first of all, this sentence don't make sense.
Why not?
Because playing defense is important. It's not a small thing.
Well.
And it's not like, is he quit on life? Now he's saying he he doesn't care about defense, making shots. Right. Now. He quit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's, like, to me, stress is like, I got to hit these shots. That's last year. He off stress. No. He was like, I was stressed out last year. Y'all niggas ain't killing me this year. I'm done. That's, if y'all don't want to play defense, fine. Y'all don't want to hit shots? I don't give a fuck.
But that's stress from a man who's still fighting for his life. Like, I got to hit these shots. I want to win. But stress saying I give up, I quit on life is I don't care anymore.
See, I feel like I think we define it differently. Because I think once you give up, you're not stressed out at all. He says, so I'm not going to let that overtake my mind. I mean, of course I want to win, but I'm not obsessed with it. I'm going to put in work to help my team, but I'm not going to be obsessed with it because that's when I compromise myself. Most of the time, it doesn't work out.
You sound like Dwight Howard right now.
This nigga sound like, he sound like LeBron owned his ass in them finals, dog.
That was 2 years ago.
Hey, that's how he sounds to me, man. He sounds like a dude who was like, LeBron James.
That wasn't even last year. That's 2 years
I know.
Ago.
I know.
He's stressed, man.
His reaction to last year, I mean to 2 years ago, was stressing out, right? He's like, I'm going to show LeBron. I'm going to be
all summer too.
I'm going to hit all the shots, y'all. I'm going to be back. I'm going to play all the defense. And then they lost last year. And he was like, man, I ain't never going to beat LeBron anyway.
He was stressed all summer, too. Hey, I know you saw them tweets he was releasing just a week
I didn't see him.
But he was going on his Twitter rant. Man, he's still stressed, man. He on suicide watch. Listen, if anybody out there, if you know Kevin Durant, call him and check on him. That's all I'm saying. Take him out for some ice cream. Get him out of the house. Put the Cheetos down like Ron said. Put the Cheetos down. If you go over there, take your own controller.
I'm telling you right now, dog. Kevin Durant smoke weed now. He drink.
He's stressed, right?
He's not, I don't think right. You say he's stressed. I'm disagreeing. Let me say from my point of view. I'm saying this nigga don't care. Like, he done with stress. Stress was last year. He done with this.
Man, let me give you.
Like, if you come over to his house right now, he'll be like, and you start being like, hey, man, so you ready to get to the gym so we work on our shooting? He'll be like, practice?
Right. 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 But that's what I'm saying. Let me give you an analogy. He like a dude that was trying to hold on to this bad relationship. Mm-hmm. I love you, girl. I'm out here buying gifts for, like working 2 and 3 jobs, like just all for her, taking on trips.
Right.
He don't even get a kiss at the end of the night. And then when she finally gone, he like, I don't care. But he ain't coming out to parties no more. You can't get him on the phone. You go by his house. He ain't done laundry. He ain't took a bath in a month. You like, man, something wrong. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm good. I don't care. I'm good over here.
Yeah, we just got to agree to disagree.
He's stressed, man. I'm telling him. Somebody go check on Kevin
Durant.
It'll
be fine.
That's all I'm saying.
He just counting down the days he can leave that Oklahoma City. He's fine.
You like, Kevin, why the knives not in the kitchen?
We already knew what was up with him when we saw he ain't brush his hair.
Why you been stabbing the sofa with the knives?
This is a quote from Gerald McCoy of the Bucks. He says, I had my D-line coaches get on me the other day. Well, not get on me, but try to get on me. He tried to fix it.
Right.
He tried to fix it.
It was too late.
Nah, they ain't get on. I mean, she it's like we, like, yeah, my girl was yelling at me about, I mean, she wasn't yelling at me, you know, cause I handled my shit in the house, but she was, trying to get on. Yeah, she was trying to yell.
She only hit me that one time.
Yeah, she was trying to yell, and I said, shit, bitch. There's no way they're going to get on me for this. They got upset with me because I helped somebody up in the game. So what? I don't care. Kiss my butt. Listen, if I want to help somebody, I'm going to help somebody up. Because right on the next play, I'm going to knock him down again. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That doesn't change how hard I play. As long as in between whistles, I'm not helping anybody up. It doesn't matter. So what if I helped him off the ground? Good job. We're out here competing. But as soon as they snap the ball, I'm going to kill you again. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's not like that. If you don't want to be like that, keep it to yourself. I don't care. I don't go tell them, hey, you're not doing this. You're not doing that. I don't care. Everybody does what they want to do. If I won't help somebody up, get over it. Get over it. So let me tell you something. What I learned from this is another example of Greg Schiano being a snake, dog. He a snake. He already had the incidents with Josh Freeman.
Now, then you want to compile that shit with the, oh, we played to the last snap where he tried to hurt people.
He got Mercer in the locker room.
Mm-hmm. Got Mercer all over, everybody got Mercer all over their faces and shit. And now he out here telling people don't help the other team up. Man, if you want to win, y'all better help the other team up. Maybe they get Mercer too. Give y'all a fighting chance, nigga. What an asshole.
This nigga really punishing people over helping somebody up off the field. Really?
Yeah.
So is he going to not shaking the other coach's hands right at the end of the game?
Right. What an asshole. What an insecure fuck ass. Mike Shanahan. Speaking of insecure fuck asses. Apparently Albert Haynesworth went on the radio and was talking shit about like RG3's situation. To which I have to say this, man. Why are they putting him on the radio? That's gotta be question number one. Like, who dug him up and was like, we need to get Albert Haynesworth's opinion of the situation?
Man, he out here trolling.
Yeah, like, but I'm just, not just him, whoever was like, call Albert Haynesworth to analyze the Redskins is a piece of shit, man.
He out here like your boy, Hugh Douglas. He out here in the streets like that.
If he would have called RG3, Uncle Tom. Oh man.
I mean, maybe he did in that part just to make the story.
But yeah, so he said, he was talking about Shanahan or whatever. And Haynesworth was like, he had a back and forth with Chris Cooley, who has his own radio show. He called Haynesworth an awful human being. Haynesworth then went on the show to say that Cooley, only a dumbass nigga would go on the radio show to talk shit about the dude. That's what they want. Hey man, Albert Haynesworth, you're a piece of shit. Oh, let me call up and tell him. Anyway.
Yep. I mean, he was out here accosting waitresses and shit.
He was, dog. That's actually when I fell off with him. I was like, nope, can't respect that. Haynesworth then went onto the radio to say that Cooley sounds stupid as he looks, and then went after Shanahan pointing out that the coach's lack of success in the playoffs with the Denver Broncos after Elway retired. He said he's conniving at everything like that. I mean, the guy's all me, me, me. Albert Haynesworth said this. They're always going to try to blame RG3 for something. It's never going to be the head coach's fault ever.
We already proved it was the head coach's fault.
Well, I will say this. He's absolutely right about the RG3 part. And he's absolutely right about Shanahan not wanting to say it's his fault. That being said, what coach is going to do that? Who is the coach that's like, fire me, please? It ain't none of the players' fault.
It's all on me.
Yeah, it's all my fault, y'all. Just, if you're looking for somebody to fire, start here. Like, no coach says that. Every coach is like, the players wasn't the greatest.
On a bigger note, has he ever seen Cooley's wife? Because she fine.
I don't know. I never seen her. I had to Google that real quick.
He married one of the dancers. You know, it's not supposed to be fraternizing.
Mm-hmm.
With the dancers.
A lot of fraternizing right there.
He married one of the dancers. She fine.
But Shanahan basically said he was lazy, had lack of passion and lack of character. So,
well, we all knew this. This is not new information.
I can't believe this came. This is only because they losing that this shit came up. Like, if the Redskins were like 62 right now, we wouldn't be talking about this. It's only because they losing. They're like, go find Albert Haynesworth, the shit on the coach. Speaking of players that had some off-the-field trouble, Rolando McClain said he retired at 24 because he had anger management problems. After retiring, McClain moved back to Tuscaloosa and enrolled in classes at the University of Alabama to complete his degree in family financial planning. He still had money from the guaranteed portion of his rookie contract from the Raiders. But friends and family in Alabama lined up for favors, and as they built up, one instance at the end of 2011 was the last straw. McClain claims that after his family assumed he'd foot a $20,000 bill for an extravagant funeral for his grandfather, he was furious. And his mood that day led to his arrest for firing a gun near a man's head.
Watch this near him. Go ahead and put him out of his misery. You know, I've been watching The Walking Dead, so I'm all about headshots.
I mean, well, there's actually police in this reality. He then cruises into the drive-thru, orders break. Oh, yeah. So, apparently, man, he like had anger management problems. He's trying to get back in the NFL. He's talking to different people and stuff. So good for him. But yeah, I just thought that was crazy.
Because I feel like his family ain't shit for having that expensive ass funeral and then try to get him to pay for it on the back end. That's fucked up, man. That's like, it, niggas, broke niggas always doing that to somebody they think got some money, dog. Hey, man, so you got the funeral, right? Yeah, whatever it takes. Man, I definitely want to see our grandfather buried with, you know, class. I want to see him get respect. And, I think you guys are right. We definitely need to do that. Okay, cool, man. Cause we already did it. Okay, cool. Well, just send me the bill. And I'll take care of it. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure, man. Why would not? Yeah, of course.
Man, all they had to
you
do
know
was
what? I spared
phone.
No expense. Cool, man. So you come to the funeral? Yeah, sure, man. Where's it at? It's at the stadium. What? Yeah, the limo gonna come pick you up at like 6:00. Then we go to the funeral at 6:30. And then, the after funeral party is at Club Palladium.
Hey, he just needed to change numbers right there.
Yeah.
That's all he needed to do, man.
Like, exactly how much is this going to cost?
$5,000-$6,000?
Yeah.
I put a picture of Cooley wife in the chat room.
Somebody said that he once told Nick Saban to shut the fuck up. And that right there is enough reason for me to want him back into the NFL. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, let me go look at this picture. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. She's definitely a dancer.
I don't know how to make it. You know how you do GIFs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I could put it on. Well, I don't know. I could try to put it on the screen for people.
But she fine, man. She.
But, she's, still kind of a skinny white woman, but hey, to each their own, people. To each their own. Alden Smith got activated, man. Yay. Yep, he is on the 53-man roster 2 days after he turned himself into Santa Clara County authorities to face his weapon charges.
This is what I was wondering, though. So they released him, but now he's back on the team. So does he get his original contract, or does he have to sign all new contracts?
Did they officially release him, though? I think they just deactivated him.
See, I thought they had cut him from the team. I thought, like, once you cut, mm-hmm. that's the same as...
Nah, they just sent him to rehab and shit. He's undergoing rehab in an inpatient facility for substance abuse since late last September. He missed 5 games. They're on their bye week, and he can resume practicing, working out on his own, then formally practice next week ahead of the November 10th game against the Panthers. So, yeah, he's been charged with 3 felony counts of illegal possession of assault weapon stemming from a party at his home in June 2012. He also got caught with that, drinking and fucking like crashing into shit on his own. But, who gives a fuck? He back. Yay.
Man, he living a life.
He can play football again, y'all. Dexter Manley, called Troy Aikman queer on a Washington radio station.
He's the only person that can.
Yeah, I guess so.
They'll recover on Sunday when they play against the Chargers. Maybe it was an AFC team or something. I'm hoping that they can redeem themselves come Sunday.
Was it a big jinx that Troy Aikman was doing the game, the former Cowboy?
I think Troy Aikman was a queer.
Hello.
Well,
we don't want to go there.
I mean, he can get away with it. His name is Man in his name. He can say it.
No, he got fired.
damn it. Boy, you can't go around throwing homosexual
slurs. Hey, dog. Can we listen to the way that they backed up off of this, though? Can we do that?
Oh, immediately they left him out his own.
They was like, no. He's like, uh-oh.
He tried to stand by his words, too. They tried to say it.
Yeah, here we go. Hold on. How do I rewind this shit, man?
I don't know. You're queer. You figure it out. Figure it out.
He's a queer.
Don't fire me, though.
Yeah, how do you rewind this shit, man?
I take that back.
Okay.
Oh, you trying to take it back. No, here we go.
They'll recover on Sunday when they play against the Chargers. Maybe it was an AFC team or something. I'm hoping that they can redeem themselves come Sunday.
Was it a big jinx that Troy Aikman was doing the game, the former Cowboy?
I think Troy was a queer.
Hello.
Hell.
We don't want to go there.
Okay, sorry about that.
Now, do you apologize to him?
He said, whoa.
Was that even needed? where did it come from?
It had nothing to do with nothing, man.
The Chargers. Maybe it was an AFC team or something. I'm hoping that they can redeem themselves come Sunday.
Was it a big jinx that Troy Aikman was doing the game, the former Cowboy?
I think Troy was a queer.
Oh, right.
Hell.
We don't want to go.
It had nothing to do with nothing. Dude, how good is this? Themselves come the, what, oh.
Wasn't a big jinx that Troy Aikman was doing the game, the former Cowboy?
I think Troy was a queer.
Hello.
Hell.
We don't want to go there.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Now, you want to apologize to him?
No.
You don't?
I'll just say I take that back.
Okay.
Since he's a Cowboy fan.
Right. Well, we don't want certainly anyone to think that anybody endorses anything okay. like that, Dexter. Because okay. that is, you know, really not an area that we want to go in.
Okay. I apologize.
Dexter, always good to see you.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Dexter Manley with us this morning.
Dave Johnson has more of the Redskins.
That is the sound of a man losing his job live on the air.
Yo.
God damn.
Yo, them other announcers, though, they were spot on.
Yeah, they was, we don't ever want to do that. Whoa.
Because some people, and I don't know, like, would you just try to gloss over it? Like, he didn't mean to say that. Let's keep talking like it never happened.
No, I would have stopped the show. You know how I do. I do it all the time with you.
They addressed it right there.
It was like, oh, whoa, wait, we don't support that here. The black guy who tips. That is the Dexter Manley homophobic expression of the day.
Yo, I bet you people going back right now listening to other shows he's been on.
Try to see if he got slimmer.
Like, is he consistently doing this?
Jason Garrett is on the hot seat with the Cowboys. Why would you say that, Rod? Because Jerry Jones praised him.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that means. Somebody about to get fired. He always do this.
That's what happened to the last coach.
Oh, you know, I believe in Jason, and I think he's going to be great. And he's a awesome player and an awesome coach.
How old is Jerry Jones? Isn't I'll be like 80?
3 weeks. Let's just fast forward 3 months. Jason Garrett was fired the first day of the playoffs.
Man, he getting fired before Christmas.
Yeah. Don't buy no real estate, bro.
don't go all crazy getting Christmas gifts this year.
You might not want to get that Xbox One, you know? You might want to slow down, bro.
Yes. Well, save your tax money for that.
Yeah. Wait till you get your retirement, man. that pat on the back from Jerry Jones is 100% fired. Remember, he was doing this shit last year with the other coach, right?
Man, he got that, Mr. Burns praise.
Yeah.
From the Simpsons.
Like, remember when, Jason Garrett was just an assistant?
Yep.
Like, and then right before he fired that motherfucker, he was like, oh, you know, he's a coach that, you know, we really believe in here. And I was like, wait a minute. This nigga gonna fire this dude.
Yeah, Wade Phillips, the chat room.
Wade Phillips, yeah. Well, you know, we believe in Wade. The whole team's behind him. Like, no, man. You don't. You gonna fire this nigga too, man.
Jerry Jones too old, man, to be playing these games.
Nah, he the best, man. I hope he never dies.
He's too old to be playing these games.
I'm sorry, man. Like, if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be a sucker too, cause there is nobody that is better at making you believe in him, man. This nigga will say anything, dude. I'll be like, Jerry said it. And then he be firing the shit out of these niggas. He fuck around trade Romo in the offseason just cause he said he was good this year. You're like, yep, we believe in Tony, and we believe it's a moral victory. We don't like to say that, but I'll go ahead and say it's a moral victory. And then 5 minutes later, we just get a report that Tony Romo got traded to the Bengals. Yeah, we believe in Andy Dalton now.
Look, there's no such thing as moral victories. Mm-hmm. I would never say anything like
right,
that.
Right.
But you said it at the beginning of the... I said, we don't believe in moral victories around here.
Yeah, he the best, man. I'll fuck with him, man. Oklahoma wide receiver Trey Metoyer charged with felony indecent exposure, suspended from the team.
So was he just like walking around with his shirt off after practice one day or something?
I mean, that's it. Put a shirt on in your Twitter avatar, man. Wide receiver. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, what was he doing?
Yeah.
Indecent. Like, he just had his nipples out, no pasties?
Trey Metoyer's days with the Oklahoma football program appear to be over after the sophomore was reportedly charged last Tuesday with two felony counts of indecent exposure. The details of the case against Metoyer are Soonerscoop.com is revealing the details after obtaining the probable cause affidavit. The affidavit described the first incident this way. Yeah, two incidents, by the way. August 29th, September 17th.
Not one, but two.
Yeah. two purposes. The victim advised she was on the balcony smoking a cigarette when she observed the black male driving through a parking lot in a red Grand Am. The black male backed up, pulled into the parking spot. The victim noticed a short time later that the black male had his genitals exposed while sitting in the car performing a lewd act. He was balls out.
Oh, man. He riding around and he getting it.
Yeah.
By himself.
How you going to stop, though? Like, she's smoking a cigarette. Check this out.
Naked.
Metoyer, a product of White House, Texas, allegedly made face-to-face contact with the victim in the second incident in September, according to the affidavit. So it was the same victim or a different one?
A different one. I just hope he wasn't in leather seats.
Right.
in Texas. Because it's hot as hell.
In that heat. It was learned that the victim was walking her dog when she was approached by a black male who asked her if he could borrow a pen. The victim went into her apartment to get an ink pen, and when she came back outside, the black male was performing a lewd act on her in front of her apartment. The black male then asked the victim if she wanted the pen back. maybe he thinks pen is short for penis.
But what did he do with the pen?
Yeah. Like, you want this pen back? No, you can keep it. You just got sperm on it now.
What the fuck was he doing with a pen? And how nice was she? She was like, yeah, sure, I'll go get you a pen.
In true college fashion, of course, they realized that this guy had some mental issues, and they said, hey, let's help him seek counseling and get him some help while he, rest and attend school. Oh, wait, no, they didn't. They cut him from the team indefinitely, immediately.
No scholarship. I thought it was student first.
Trey has not been with us since prior to the TCU game, and at this time, I do not anticipate that he will return to the team in the future, said Coach Bob Stoops. So, yeah.
Man, here's the thing, man. You're a starting receiver on the team. You that dude. There's no women on campus that want to come jerk you off for you.
Right. A lot of pressure to perform, man. This like, when you hear about something like this, this is a dude that was into that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, where sometimes you read a story and you're like, nah, this isn't a dude that got caught doing something. This is a dude that can only get off by doing shit like this. Like, look, I got to find innocent white women and jack my dick in front of them or else I can't get it off.
See these balls.
Right. You don't see this big black dick in your face, white woman?
You think?
Yeah.
You think watching porn? I don't even know
if there's
sexual pleasure.
I'm sure there's a type of porn like this, but I watch a lot of porn and I don't be like, nah, I need to pull my dick out in front of this bitch. Like, nah, he's something wrong with him.
Probably watching all the porn where that's how they meet the women. Like, they be riding in the car and roll up, but like, look inside to call my dick out. And
it's
like,
funny though, because it doesn't even sound like he was trying to fuck him. It just sounds like he's like, my dick won't get hard unless someone is disgusted with me. I'm sorry. Let me borrow a pen. Please. Just let me borrow a pen.
Well, what did he use the pen in the only hole that he has?
I don't know. Maybe put it in a penis hole. I don't know what he did. I don't know what he did. I don't want to know. I don't know, man.
What the fuck did he do with the pen? After that, you want it back.
It's covered in shit, but I mean, if you want it back, I mean,
it's coming
blaming.
From a good place.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help. It still works. You can start writing on his hand. It still works. You sure you don't want your pen back?
You want my autograph?
You calling 911 to get your pen back? I'm just gonna give it to you. Michael Jordan says that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Michael Jordan said that tanking games is no way to build a franchise. To which I say, bullshit, Michael Jordan. That's exactly how you build a franchise. What took you so long to realize that your tanking of games is no way to win a championship?
Yeah, you gotta lose all the games.
We are 62-168 in his tenure here. To me, that's not losing enough. We need to lose more games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe if he stopped selling as many shoes and focused on who he hiring to do the recruiting.
Yeah. Well, they said As frustrated as Michael Jordan has been over the Charlotte Bobcats' lack of success, he says taking games to get a high pick in next year's NBA draft isn't the way to rebuild a franchise, finally, because he's been fucking it up for so many years now. Right? I mean, basically, we've been tanking and had one of the worst records, and we've never gotten that number one pick.
I just wish he would have went ahead and gave Ewing an opportunity at head coach.
Me too.
He can't do any worse, right?
Yep. The Bobcats owner scoffed at the idea Friday, telling Associated Press, "I don't know if some teams have thought of that. That's not something that we would do. I don't believe in that." He then laughed heartily, saying, "If that was my intention, I never would have paid Al Jefferson $13 million a year."
Yeah. That's not a lot, Jordan.
Yeah, that's okay.
Who had the balls to ask him that question, though?
I don't know. Someone without a job.
That's... Because, you know, normally Jordan don't get questions like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear Barkley talk about it.
I like how he waits till the year where the NBA draft is about to be one of the best ever again to be like, "I'm not tanking no more." Like, but Andrew Wiggins, fuck that nigga. Jabari Parker, I don't give a fuck. Like, all right, man, this the year to do it.
Yeah, like, this
this is the time.
This year, along with the picks you got last year, like,
yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah. He probably won't let Patrick Ewing coach because he don't have the budget for all them knee pads and ice that's going to take.
Ewing, I doubt Ewing asked for a special chill.
He going to need special cool knee pads, them hot-ass knees.
Man, if Greg Oden could get a second chance in the league.
Pat Ewing be the first person to ever blow his knee out coaching. He's like, "God damn it, that's a foul. Oh, shit. Oh, now I'm sweating through my shirt again." Hey, man, you want to know what a lot of pressure is? Yeah. When you play soccer in Brazil.
Yeah, I can believe it's a lot of pressure.
Just this week, the severed head of a former Brazilian professional soccer player was delivered to his wife's doorstep.
Fuck?
Nigga, that is pressure. You got to win.
What the fuck?
You can't. Yo, you that, can't was, lose.
Was that FedEx?
Right.
Was it?
Ding dong. This comes on the heels of a hard story over the summer. A soccer game devolved into a double murder. A referee's head was hacked off with a sickle.
What the fuck is a sickle?
You know, like
is that a machete?
No, it's what the Grim Reaper carries.
Oh, fuck.
Nigga, they cutting people's heads off with sickles?
Man, that's sword ratchetness. It's in the family.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Now, they say a New York Times article went deep into it and said the truth is that soccer violence is rarely about soccer. But, nigga, close enough.
What? Man, nobody else. You don't see the baseball team losing their head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about soccer, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brazil. I say in the movie Fast and Furious, okay? Mm-hmm. They not scared of the cops down there.
Dude, these niggas killing refs and players over soccer? Some goddamn soccer? Hell no.
How do you as an American soccer player even decide that, you know what? Yeah, we'll schedule a game in Brazil.
Dude, this is why we'll never beat them. You understand?
Right.
We will never, like, America will never be as good at soccer as anywhere where they kill niggas for not being good at soccer. It's not that serious for us.
Who tries out for the team? Who at this point says, "I want to be on the Brazilian team"?
A desperate, desperate man.
When I get older.
Shit. Who tries out? Who is allowed not to, Justin?
I'm saying I don't play soccer. Let me stay in school and get these books.
I'm saying I feel like they be like, "You go kick the ball." you kick the ball, they be like, "Is that the best you can do? Because if not, your mother's head will be arriving on your doorstep." Like, "Oh, I can do better, sir. Please don't kill my mama."
I was like, "I don't play soccer, but I can do your taxes in about 10 years. I guess getting on their soccer team is like the draft. Like, mm-hmm. you have no option. As soon as you turn 12, you're coming out here, you're practicing. Those who don't make it by 13, We murder you and your family.
Dude, they said in the death of the two dudes that played pickup soccer, one of them, they were playing the game, one of them got hurt. So then he became the referee since he couldn't play anymore. Then he threw a yellow card on the dude and they started arguing again. So he called the dude's mom, who's dead, a whore, got in a physical fight. The dude drew a knife and stabbed him twice.
Fuck.
They don't play over there, man.
Man, good luck. Good luck. America's soccer team.
In this part of Mar-in-Hio, I guess that's how you pronounce it, more than 9 in 10 murders go unpunished and no one trusts the police.
Right.
One player says he calls the police 7 times before Kantahide was killed, but the recording says they were out of service range.
Man, listen, I base all my facts about other countries based off movies and TV, and I saw Fast Furious. They pull guns out of the police and don't kill, so I can believe it. Leave if you can, people. Never go visit Brazil. Who are these people that like to go visit Brazil? Who are these Americans?
I mean, I've seen the porn from there, and it's worth the risk. But I'm just saying, it couldn't be me.
And I think it's cheaper and safer to just fly her here.
I don't think they could let them in the country because you're from Brazil. So they wouldn't even let you in because the reputation precedes it.
Colombia sounds safer. Can we meet in Colombia?
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
Colombia. Who would have thought that Colombia was a safer country?
I don't know the rules. I just know to be scared.
I never hear anyone be like, yeah, I'm going to go visit Colombia.
Speaking of headhunting, Redskins Merriweather said he's sorry for his comments. If people were following this story, last week he said, man, if I can't hit people in the head, I'm just going to hit them in the leg, take them out for the season. And my man Brandon Marshall was like, come on, man, that's messed up. You can't do that, man. You shouldn't do that. He said, well, actually, I can read the direct quotes. He says, Merriweather says, you got to tear people's ACLs and mess up people's knees now. You can't hit them high anymore. He says, now the safeties have to go lower. It's just part of the game. Nobody's going to try to hurt anybody, says Shanahan. To try to defuse it, but it was too late. Brandon's a good guy. He's a good person. I don't think he's going to do anything to harm the football team. Defensive coordinator Jim Hazard said Thursday. He said something out of emotion the way he felt. Merriweather said Monday that people who beat their girlfriend should be kicked out of the league, aiming that at Brandon Marshall. First of all, didn't know Brandon Merriweather was such an advocate against domestic violence. Good for him.
Maybe it's because it's October.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. And maybe it was the concussion talking. You never know with this guy. But what I will say is he apologized because the NFLPA was like, dog, don't be bringing that shit up.
I wonder, though, why does the NFL so adamant about having their players do interviews? When has it worked out well for the NFL?
Yeah. Let's have this dude that has 27 concussions talk to the press live on the air. Something good will happen. Yeah, let's talk to him right now. Troy Aikman, a quill. Whoa. Mark Cuban said Dwight Howard made a big mistake. And I agree. He should have never left the Lakers. But Dwight said, but Mark says it's because he didn't come to the Mavericks. Yeah. So, which I say, nigga, y'all only won one title. Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Damn, Mark Cuban be talking. He be talking like he knows something.
Man, has he ever played a sport in his life?
Yeah, just shut up, dog. Go back to try and be your players' friends. What happened to that guy?
Man, Dirk got him hemmed up in that German German scheme.
Yeah, that
kidnapping.
Did you hear Nick Young said that the Clippers taking down the Lakers banners and putting up selfies is disrespectful?
Of course. Anybody that's ever played for the Lakers other than Dwight Howard knows their role and recognizes the greatness of the organization.
Why does Steve Nash act like it wasn't a big deal and Nick Young got mad? I think that's because Steve Nash from Canada. Yeah, I think it is. That's exactly what I was going to say. I think it's because he's from Canada and he don't get it. It mattered, dog.
He doesn't have pride.
Yeah, he tried to be like, these stupid Americans.
He probably seen his ex-girl.
That's why Steve, man, I would cut Steve Nash so fast, dog. That's why he ain't never win shit. Yep. He don't care at the end of the day. Think it don't matter. be like, this is all silly, isn't it, guys? Playing against each other on these silly little teams. This is what I'm about, Zen and Nirvana. Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all want to hear this new Drake album I got?
Yeah. Nothing was the same again. Am I right, guys? Rob Manfred blasted Alex Rodriguez over his steroid use.
Good for him. Go Yankees.
He's mad because Alex Rodriguez is suing, you know, the NFL, and he's been saying some stuff back. So he said that Alex Rodriguez's career was sad and tarnished.
Hey, I will say this about A-Rod. He ain't missed a check yet, though.
He fight for his money, and I agree. He like, I ain't do all these steroids to miss a check, nigga. You think I did all this to my body so I could be broke? Right. Fuck you. I'm getting my money.
Right. This, he ain't missed a check yet. Give me my money. Even when he was in the minor leagues, he was still getting that big league check.
Here's what's crazy about this, right? This was said on, like, I think I saw the news reports about this October, like, 30th or 31st. You know what else happened that day? The World Series is won by the Boston Red Sox. So the Major League Baseball should have been celebrating the Red Sox, but they are so tainted by the scourge of performance enhancing drugs. This is the conversation they have in the wake of the biggest moment of their sport.
Man, nobody likes anything Boston.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it.
Maybe that's what it is, man. Well, we're getting to about that time, man.
Boston Marathon, Celtics.
Mm-hmm. KG.
Patriots, you know they're cheating.
It's about that time though, bro. We gotta talk about it. Hey, Mamba. That's right. Kobe Bryant made the news this week. The news that you wanna make if you're a professional athlete. But you're going, Rod, Kobe didn't play no games this week.
Right.
Kobe didn't even, his team is 2-0 without him. What could he possibly have done to make the news? Is it for making those sullen faces when they win without him?
Is Vanessa pregnant again?
Yeah. Did Shaq say something? No. He will receive $24 million today. $24 million on one day.
Right.
It represents 79.7% of the $30.5 million he is due to receive in compensation for the 2013-2014 season. I want to see Bus write that check.
They giving this nigga money up front.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all ever got paid up front at your job before you showed up to work?
24 million of it.
Before you showed up to work, they was like, listen, we want to show you how much we love you.
While some players get paid every 2 weeks during the season, others get paid twice a month year round. A select few, including Bryant, receive lump sum payments like $24,363,044. That he'll receive Friday.
Today.
The league's collective bargaining agreement provides that this upfront compensation can be up to 80% of the contract's annual worth. How much is he getting? 79.7. Why? Because he's not an asshole. Keep that 0.3 to the end of the year, y'all. The payment was already reported by the Los Angeles Times. And Bryant will take home his total take home of that $24.3 million check, however, is subject to heavy taxes, which could total as much as 55% of his salary. That would reduce his take home pay to closer to $11 million. Oh, no, not $11 million. So, yeah, in his tax bracket, Bryant is subject to pay a federal tax at the top rate of 39.6%, which would mean $9.6 million would be withheld to given to Uncle Sam. As a California resident, he'll be paying an extra 13.3% tax or $3.2 million in state taxes.
Man,
so
Kobe out here doing his own bailouts.
Mm-hmm. He like, y'all welcome, all y'all homeless people. Like, right. When he writes his tax check, it should just see to Obamacare.
Right. And on top of that, he's still out here doing fundraisers. He giving the state of California half.
Yep.
Half. He could have left and went back to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why he told his mama he ain't buying no more houses in California.
Right.
But y'all on her side.
You know, she be using the before tax numbers too to try to get them.
Right.
Y'all, you getting 24 million, Kobe. It's really 11. Oh, whatever. 11 schmevin.
And that's why he ain't taking no discounts.
Right. And you know, she be calling his wife a white bitch, even though she Latina.
Right.
You bought your white bitch mother a house. Mom, Vanessa's right here. Okay. Don't talk about it like that in front of our daughters. Brian's salary this season is second largest single season salary in NBA history, behind the $33.1 million Michael Jordan made for the 97-98 season. To which I'll say, Kobe Bryant, in my opinion, that makes him the second best player in NBA history. For sure.
And he deserves more.
Mm-hmm. Because if you're making that kind of money and only one man has made it before, that's when you know you're really the best, when you look at the paychecks.
Yep. Hey, how long do you think it'll take till Kobe get a statue?
Oh, yeah, immediately.
In LA.
They might reveal his statue on the last day he plays. Like, he might be the first dude to retire in LA and get his statue the same day. You know what I mean?
You think Iverson gonna be trying to compare retirements?
Nah, I think Iverson gonna get a statue in Philly. It's gonna be him stepping over Tyronn Lue. So technically Tyronn Lue gonna get a statue too. So good for both of them. All right, man. This is Balls Deep. We'll be back next week with more Inside Sports. You guys got a long episode today, man. Over 2 hours.
Man, this supposed to be an hour show.
I know. This shit flew by. But we appreciate y'all checking us out. See y'all next week. Peace out.